This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. WBUR's new series, Boston Visionaries, is profiling men and women from Greater Boston who have earned acclaim for the work they do and the success they've achieved.
Today's visionary is Clara Wainwright. She may be best known for founding First Night, the citywide alcohol-free New Year's Eve bash. But Clara Wainwright's work of connecting arts and community go way beyond that one event.
Wainwright is a fabric artist and quilter. Along with her husband, noted sculptor and public art pioneer Bill Wainwright, she has nurtured countless creative collaborations in Boston for over four decades.
And we'll be talking with Clara Wainwright in just a moment about one of her projects that links community with creativity. But first, WBUR's Andrea Shea brings us the story of Clara and her husband Bill.
Clara is a glowing 75-year-old who looks far younger and funkier than her years. Bill's 87-year-old eyes twinkle behind glasses held together with a wire. They met at Harvard's Graduate School of Design in the 60s, and the couple married in 1969 at Boston City Hall. A few years later, Clara, a busy fabric artist, decided she was tired of going to the same old New Year's parties. A hope-filled romantic, she recalls one New Year's Eve skating on Squam Lake as a teenager.
This boy I had a crush on showed up, and we skated together all over the lake. And that was just the most totally romantic way to start the new year. And I was always looking for something that had that kind of magic.
So Clara and Bill gathered together a motley crew of like-minded citizens. They sat around their table brainstorming an alternative New Year's Eve celebration. One person chimed in.
We'll make the churches the social center of the city like they used to be when America was a young country. And someone else said, we'll make the whole city a stage.
And that's what they did in 1976. Clara's fundraising and organizing efforts earned her an enduring title, Founding Mother of First Night. Clara continued making eye-popping quilts, more at home in galleries than bedrooms. Works by both Wainwrights are in the De Cordova Sculpture Park and Museum's permanent collection. Nick Capasso has been a curator there for 20 years.
Bill is an engineer and a scientist at heart, and he uses hard industrial materials, lots of geometric things. Whereas Clara, she makes quilts, and they're soft, and they're organic, and they're narrative. What unites them is that they are catalysts for collaboration in the community.
I decided that if I wanted to be considered important to the city of Boston, I really had to work with people who didn't have art in their lives.
Clara does that by making community quilts with groups, troubled teens, the Gloucester fishermen's wives, Tibetan immigrants, stitching together their stories using vibrant fabrics.
And you can hear more from WBUR's Andrea Shea and her terrific profile of Clara and Bill Wainwright on our website at radioboston.org or tune in this afternoon to All Things Considered. But for the next few minutes, Clara Wainwright is here with us in our studio. Welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
It's a great honor.
Well, I want to ask you about this collaborative quilt project that Andrea just mentioned there in her piece. Let's talk about why you started working in fabric in the first place.
Well, I started working in fabric when my son was born 41 years ago. He was given this extraordinary, crazy quilt, and I decided I wanted to learn how to make a quilt. And so that's how it started. I found someone to teach me, and it was just like opening up this amazing world, because I had always wanted to be an artist, but I couldn't draw very well, and my best friend could draw anything. And so I was always sort of left behind until I discovered fabric.
Well, there's a quote in Andrea's piece that I wrote down here that I just thought was great. You said in that piece, I decided that if I wanted to be considered important to the city of Boston, I really had to work with people who didn't have art in their lives. It's a great sort of statement of purpose. Why quilts in terms of doing that? Because you use these quilts and these quilt projects to work with all kinds of different people, don't you?
Well, I use quilts because that's my art form.
Sure.
And many, many people who I've worked with would say, I am not an artist. There's no way I can work with you on a quilt. I not only am I not an artist, I can't work with fabric. I've never worked with fabric. So I always start people out by getting them to make a self-portrait. And so it always turns out that people who spend a couple of hours making their self-portrait are very, very pleased with the result. And after that, they understand that they could actually work on a quilt.
Well, let's talk a bit about one of your quilts and one of your community projects. And to help us do that, we're joined in the studio by one of your quilt project collaborators, Barbara Sali. She's a member of Boston's Muslim community. And Barbara, welcome to Radio Boston. It's great
Thanks
to have
so
you.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
So tell us, first of all, how you got involved with Clara Wainwright and this project.
Well, I heard about the Faith Quilts Project about 6.5 years ago, at a time when it was really winding down and almost ready for a big exhibit. And I just was so enamored of the idea that I felt I had to be part of it. And I contacted Clara, and she said, look, we're having a mini exhibit. Come on down and check it out.
And Faith Quilts Project, tell us what it was. Tell us what the original idea was.
Well, this was Clara's brainstorm after 9/11 to find a way to make peace between different communities, which were so conflicted at that time, and to start with faith groups who could sort of tell their own story of faith in their own quilts. But the vision that Clara had was that each of these quilts would then be installed in one big exhibit, and there would be opportunities for people who had created their own quilt to meet others and to have dialogue back and forth.
Well, you brought a couple of quilts in, and you brought this terrifically beautiful and enormous quilt that was spread out in our event room. Unfortunately, we can't fit it in the studio here, but I got a good look at it before we came in here. And Clara, why don't you describe it, that quilt we were looking at? That faith community quilt.
Well, I think I'd have to turn to Barbara for that, because I've been involved in well over 50 collaborative quilts, and this one is one of the most gorgeous ones. But Barbara can talk about the center, and then I can talk about the border.
Yeah, the idea of this quilt, as Clara presented to us, was if you could tell anyone about your faith, what would you want to tell them? What would you want to convey? And so our circle of quilters, who range from about 9 or 10 years old to, you know, grandmothers, had this very deep reflection about what our faith meant to us and what we wanted to share with others. And so we got the idea of just the center part of the quilt, which represents our belief in God as the centrality. And so there's this round, glowing sun, which represents the light of God. And around that we have 25 birds who represent the 25 prophets that are mentioned in the Quran. And then four of the birds have beaks, in their beaks are holding books, which represent the divine revelations, the Torah, the Bible, the Psalms, and the Quran. And that was our central piece.
Well, it's a magnificent piece. And listeners, you can see a picture of it at radioboston.org. Clara Wainwright, we've heard the description about that. And about the 10 seconds we have left, I know you've worked with teenagers, you've worked with Gloucester fishermen's wives, you've worked with women in drug treatment centers. What's next for you?
Well, I'm working with a place called Uville in Cambridge, which is an assisted living place, and they are developing an Alzheimer's unit. And so I'm working with a group of women from Uville to make a quilt which conveys what they feel is important for Alzheimer's patients.
Well, Clara Wainwright, thank you so much for coming in, talking about your quilts. And when that quilt gets made, we want to see it.
Okay.
Come back and talk to us.
Okay.
That's Clara Wainwright, one of Boston's visionaries. And Barbara Sali, thank you very much as well.
You're welcome.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.